Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Bushman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. Today, we're going to take a look at relationships and numerology. So I highly recommend listening to the intro so that you understand sort of what to listen for and why. So what we're going to be looking at is, based on our own personal numerology, what we tend to look for in a partner. Now, this can be for a romantic partner. This can be for friendships, who we surround ourselves with. But this is not about compatibility, okay? Compatibility, when we look at compatibility in numerology, that's very different than what we're looking at today. In compatibility, we're looking at the numerology of each individual and how they sort of interplay, how those energies interplay, and how to open the lines of communication and how to work with one another and where there might need to be some extra effort put into that connection to make it work, right? Based on, again, the vibrations of the numbers. But in compatibility, we look at the numerology of each individual. And I do actually offer in-depth compatibility reports and readings on my website. So if you're interested in that, just book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. But today, we're actually going to be looking at our own unique numerology and what that says about sort of who we attract, what we look for in another partner or another person, right? Again, it can be any kind of relationship. Now, one thing that I will say is this energy that we look for is based on our life path number and our birthday number. And I've got the calculations down below in the description box for how to calculate for both your life path number and your birthday number. And I recommend listening for both because both interplay and play a part in, again, who we or what we look for as far as characteristics in another person, in another relationship. Now, this is what we subconsciously and consciously look for in a partner based on our own personal numerology. So what I mean by that is, obviously, when we're consciously aware of what we're looking for, it makes sense, right? There's active traits that we are seeking out in another person. But when we subconsciously do that, that's more the soul saying, this is a connection, or these are experiences that we need to have to learn something from this individual, to learn something from this soul contract. And so we can subconsciously seek out sort of the lower vibrations of the energy to teach us something. And so in this reading today, I'm going to talk about the higher and the lower vibrations of the numbers in a way that will sort of explain what we can learn from both sides of it, right? The higher expression is what we want to sort of incorporate into our own journey, right? Because again, this is the life path number and the birthday number. But for the life path number, we often will seek out an individual who has those traits or those characteristics to teach us how to step into that energy. Because remember, the life path number is what we want to step into in this lifetime. And the lower vibrations of those numbers can hold wisdom, right? It has something for us to learn and to overcome and to see, you know, what we don't want to be or what we don't want to attract, right? It's what helps us to really see through another perspective the lower vibration of, let's say, the life path number so that we can recognize it within ourselves. So essentially, the other person becomes a mirror for us to see what it is, to see what that vibration looks like in the lower octave as well as the higher octave. I want to reiterate that it's not necessarily that the other person has this number as their life path or another prominent placement. So let's say that your life path number is 4. You might be seeking out, consciously or subconsciously, the vibration of the 4 in other people that you meet, but that doesn't mean that they have those numbers in their placements, right? In their report. So again, this is not compatibility. This is strictly based on your own numerology. What I will say about why we look at the life path and the birthday number. So again, the life path number, and again, I recommend listening for both. The life path number is, again, what we are seeking out in another person to sort of teach us how to step into that vibration. So typically, we would be looking for someone that has sort of mastered those characteristics, right? Those traits. And that can help us to step into that vibration, right? With the birthday number, this actually reminds us of who we are at our core, because the birthday number shows us what we've mastered in a past lifetime. It's the gifts that we already have innately that we brought forward in this lifetime. So when we seek out someone who has that vibration or has those characteristics, it reminds us of what we already have and can tap into. And so it sort of pushes us in that direction so that we can tap into those gifts, utilize them to help us to step into the life path number. And if we encounter someone who has the characteristics and traits of our birthday number and they're in the lower octave, it can remind us of how we don't want to use that energy in this lifetime, right? Again, essentially becoming a mirror and reminding us of, you know, again, that we want to be in the higher octave of that energy. So there's a lot to kind of take in. So again, if you have any questions, just let me know and I'll be happy to address them as I can in the comment section. But let's take a look at each life path and birthday number and the traits that that can hold for a potential partner, friend, colleague, etc., any relationship. All right, let's take a look. Now, if you're a life path 3 or have a birthday number of 3, then you might seek out or look for in relationships people who have the strong characteristics or attributes of the 3 vibration. Now, and of course, it can be the higher vibration or the lower vibration, depending on whatever it is that you're meant to learn in this lifetime or in this part of your journey. So first, let's look at the lower attributes of this vibration or when it's in its detriment. So this could be somebody who is very cynical and critical. So someone who thinks the world is out to get them, who, you know, is very dismal, very sort of recluse, sees the world as sort of black and white, but mostly dark, right? Like not a lot of light, not a lot of joy, just very cynical, very bleak. This is someone who you might know has a tremendous amount of creative talent, but isn't using it, right? So they might be someone who doesn't express themselves. They keep things bottled up, keep things inside. They don't, they're not creative. They don't use their creativity. These are also people, because they're not using that creative life force, can have a lot of physical ailments. That life force energy gets sort of stopped up within them. And it can present in physical ailments. And so these can be the hypochondriacs, the one who thinks that, you know, every little thing that pops up is, you know, this is the time that they're going to transcend and die from whatever it is, right? So taking it sort of to the extreme where everything is catastrophic when it comes to their health, so to speak. And someone who is just, the light is dim and they're not interested in growing that light, but they're actually working towards taking the light away from others as well. It becomes this very vindictive, vengeful type of energy when it's in its lower vibration. It can also be where this person has very like, a lot of self-doubt, is very self-critical, and that critical nature tends to bleed over into their relationships. And so not only are they critical of self, but they become critical of the person, right? The other person, so their friend, their partner. And again, that can create this sort of dampness in the connection. It can create this heaviness. They also tend to be very fearful of criticism. And so they'll typically lash out and criticize someone else so that they're not in the spotlight being criticized or thinking that they're going to be criticized. So again, it becomes this very critical, cynical, sort of depressive energy to be around when someone is in this, you know, fully in this lower vibration of this three kind of energy. Also, they tend to think that, you know, things annoy them very easily. Like if someone is being, you know, optimistic or joyful or, you know, just excited about something, this would be somebody who would try to dampen that very quickly and put that light out, right? Extinguish that light, however, you know, how they feel the light has been extinguished from them. So it becomes this very heavy, dampening type of energy. Now, of course, if you are seeking out this kind of energy subconsciously, more than likely, it's because there's something here for you to learn, right? You are meant to overcome this side of yourself as a life path three or as a birthday three and step outside of it, step beyond it, right? And sometimes the only way that we can do that or become truly aware of it is by having it reflected back to us through an experience with someone who sort of embodies that type of energy. Now, what's interesting is, of course, the higher octave of the three is sort of the polar opposite or a healthy balance, right? But it's a very optimistic and joyful type of energy. It's, you know, larger than life. It's the inner child within us, like just trying to come out and play and enjoy every moment of this experience. So again, if you are seeking out subconsciously or consciously someone who is in the higher octave of this vibration, then that's what you're going to be drawn to, is that larger than life personality, that person who's not afraid to be authentically themselves and to express themselves in a creative and boisterous and joyful way, who really does, you know, see life through all of their senses and just really feels the joy of simply being alive. It really is that big, big energy that comes shining through when you're in the higher octave of the three. It's like the vibration or the energy of the sun, right? So it's like, it's life, it's creation, it's creativity. There's also this energy when someone is in sort of in this higher octave where, again, they're very creative. They're constantly creating, whether it's for, you know, work or a hobby or just because they enjoy doing it. So that creative life force is always moving through them and they are able to bounce back very quickly if something derails them, if something knocks them, you know, knocks them off course. They can bounce back very, very quickly because they're very optimistic and idealistic and they find the joy even amidst the chaos, even amidst the difficult times. And that is such a beautiful light to bathe in. So the other thing I would say about this is they tend to be very inspirational. Like they can walk into a room and inspire people with their words, the written or the spoken word, right? Because we come back to communication with the three energy. And so somebody who has these characteristics is very good at communicating and expressing themselves, and their communication, their words, their ideas, and how they express those ideas have the power to inspire people, truly, truly inspire people, and even start a movement of beauty and beautification and bringing light into the darkness type of thing. It's incredibly beautiful energy within its higher octave. Of course, truly, artistic and artistic by nature, and but uniquely artistic, right? Not looking to duplicate what's already been done, but to truly live and speak their own truth and express themselves in a very truthful, authentic way, which again is incredibly beautiful. But communication is also a really big theme here. And so it's how they express themselves. It's how they communicate. It's how they listen. It's how they can bring humor into an environment to bring the levity, right? To lighten the mood, so to speak, but also maintain the seriousness of whatever needs to be addressed and taken care of. So it's a very expressive, but also not too heavy type of energy. It can address the heavy topics, but in a way where you don't feel weighed down or discouraged. So it's a great motivating energy as well. So again, I would say if you are a life path three and you know you are attracted to or drawn to people who have these strong characteristics, is sort of mirroring back to you what it is that you are meant to step into, that higher octave of the three, right? This life path number. And so being around that kind of energy reminds you of what you're capable of and what you have within you to share with the world and to bring out and to also be that same kind of presence for others. And now if you're listening for your birthday number three, then this is a reminder of what you already have achieved in a past lifetime and brought with you forward in this lifetime to use to help you to step into your life path number, whatever that may be. But you've already got all of this. You are already this larger than life, beautiful star that's here to shine your light. You just have to tap into it and remember how. And if you're attracting the lower vibration of this energy as your birthday number, it's just a reminder of the path that you don't want to go back down. You've already mastered this higher vibration in a past lifetime. You don't want to sort of backtrack and step into the lower vibration of that energy. And same thing with a three, if that is your life path number, you might have to go through the lower vibration connections, right? Of these attributes to show you what it really looks like and reflect back to you what the lower vibration of this energy can look like so that you can move through it and overcome it and step into the higher vibration of your own personal life path number.